Kurt Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Everybody, I am really excited about our show today, and you know, this is going to be, what, as I promised, one of the great shows, Dave. We have talked about this all week. A great guest, Fred Kelly Grant, is going to be joining us, and we're going to have 2 hours today. And of course, the first hour, friends, I think we're going to probably hold phone calls, and that's not just because I'm trying to hold you guys out, because I know a lot of you will have a lot of good questions, and Fred is really able to answer a lot of these things and likes to do that. Plenty of time to talk about some of this great stuff that he's been doing. He's been attorney for, I guess, about 50 years, a federal prosecutor once at one time in Baltimore, and I was going to have his bio, but it kind of slipped through the cracks here. But you know, he's got an enormous background, friends. He's come over to our side to help us as the people defend ourselves from some of these incredible things that have been going on. And I'm going to introduce him in just a minute, but you know, I wanted to, you know, give you a little bit of an idea of some of the points that he had sent me memos for discussion. You know, he says right now the Stand and Fight Club, and you can visit his website, right, by the way, at standandfightclub.com. I think it is, isn't it, Dave, or is it .org? I'm not sure. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, I'll ask Fred about that. He's been doing conferences. As a matter of fact, Steve Elkins, one of our friends at the show and the network, had prompted me to get in touch with him because he'd been to one of his conferences, which was really outstanding. And I had a chance to talk to Fred for just a couple minutes before the show today. And you know, he's got it together, friends. I really do appreciate the great work that he's doing. But anyhow, I'm sorry I'm not a little bit more prepared, but the point is that he's got a lot of good topics, and I'm just going to run through these really quick just so you can see some of the things he's going to be talking about. Number one, establishing the coordination process for local governments so that they can protect citizen landowners in relations with the federal agencies, such as the BLM, grazing lands, all this kind of stuff. Number two, specifically representing two Montana miners, George Korek and Phil Napo, who own the mine site under the Mining Act of 1872, but a Forest Service and BLM effort attempting to take it away from them on the basis of claim abandonment. Okay, things like this. Number three, specifically representing a dairyman in Tracy, California, Henry Tosta, who has operated for 30 years, but 3 years ago suddenly got complaints that escalated to the point that the Water Resources Board of California fined him $1 million. And the only way to reduce it was to agree to go out of business. Number four, preparing findings for the local governments against California Air Resources Board, that's CARB, for the agency's action in shutting down diesel trucks on grounds that diesel emissions pollute air, making it dangerous. Now, diesel doesn't do that. The soot is so heavy it falls to the ground. So all of this, of course, is, you know, another bogus attempt. And then as we get on down the road, another point here. This is a really good one. Conservation easement scandal in Colorado. You know, if you've listened to our show, we actually played one of the videotapes about what was happening out there. They're representing the interests of Alan and Julie Gantz. They donated a conservation easement under statute allowing them tax deductions, but then, you know, the state ran out of money and came back, of course, and wanted thousands of dollars and back property taxes and all kinds of things, reduced the value by the conservation easement and all kinds of other things. But this one is really good. Number six, EPA and the Corps of Engineers issued a rule on, quote, waters in the U.S. Waters in the U.S., which include all bodies of water and places where water is, could have been, was in the past, or could be in the future, and land adjoining, which is affected by water or would affect water, currently stayed by a court order in Michigan. Okay, so that's a big issue. And then water crisis uses for California, number seven, Water Resources Board imposing fines for not being allowed on private property to measure how much well water from private sources being used on yards and plants. So there's a whole lot of issues here. Of course, many of these deal, friends, with land issues, as you can see. But he's very involved also in one thing that we're going to talk about. It was the NAFTA superhighway, which was down in Texas, which he effectively blocked. Now, they're always trying to get around that, and he can go into great detail on that, as how they try to, you know, get around every time they're blocked with this superhighway that they want to build in. And of course, the North American Union, the whole shebang, you know, all that connected. And then there's a lot of gun ownership rights and other issues, and of course, your questions and mine. So I talked a lot, and but I'm excited. And Dave, any word to speak up here before I introduce our great guest? All right. Without further ado, I just want to introduce all of you to somebody who may not know, but you'll hear a lot more about, I'm sure, in the future, especially on our network and other independent sources. Mr. Fred Kelly Grant, thank you, sir, for coming on.
Steve, it's my pleasure to be here, really. I enjoyed Steve Elkins and my workshop and our talk earlier today. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we could just about go anywhere, and of course, you know, I'll get to.
Hold on a second. I hope they can get control of this little dog, because he always manages to bark at the wrong time.
That's all right. I've got one here.
You've got me. Yes. Today I'm not at the office. I'm at home and being amused by a dog that barks.
Yeah, that's all right. It's just it's just radio the way it is, man. This is your living room conversation, friend. So, you know, don't feel at all embarrassed. We're all comfortable.
I'm sorry I didn't get that memo to you. I kind of reduced my bio a little bit for you so that there wasn't a lot to go through, but wouldn't you know the internet went down just as I was ready to send it?
Oh, it was just a coincidence, I'm sure, right? You know.
Yes, absolutely.
We've seen a lot of that. Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing how these things happen. And of course, friends, you know, when you hear the kind of information that he's going to be presenting, you're going to realize that the bureaucracy is tied up in its own bureaucracy. And he's an expert at showing them that that's what they're going to be doing, is trying to unravel their own red tape. And this is how he's been effective at stopping a lot of these things, because it is illegal what's going on here. It's just the color of law. They just pass these things and presume because they have authority they can get away with it. But I know I have my dog barking sometimes here at home, and if
she's very protective to my wife, and I, after I'd been away down in California for a few days, I went in to get my phone the other day, and she took a snip out of my ear because I was too close, I guess.
Oh, that's, my dog will do something like that too, you know. And then he wants me to feed him. But anyway,
yes, yeah, absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
How they are,
yeah.
Huh?
That's right.
Just, it's so good to have you on, and you're doing seminars. The one in California was a real success, I hear. Are you going to be doing another one real soon?
Yes, and I don't know where yet, but we're planning to do them after the results I got out there. I'm going to try to do four or five during the next year in various parts of the country, because this is so important that. It's a way that I've found that local governments can really help people get on an even footing with some of the federal agencies. And landowners just have absolutely no chance, and local governments don't unless they use this particular process.
Yeah, that's right, and people just don't know how to get involved with these kinds of things and become functional and effective. And one of the things that I pointed out, Fred, is we have a lot of people who are upset but just don't understand how to use effective tools to change things, which is your expertise, and you've got the legal background as a being a federal prosecutor in the Baltimore area for a while, and having watched these things develop over the years, and you've come over to help us, and I just really appreciate it.
Let me tell you just that real, you know, about 22 years ago, I stumbled on this process, and I did it because I had been asked by some ranchers in Owyhee County, Idaho, to help them because the BLM was going to decrease their grazing by 40%. And I told them, frankly, you know, if the government wants you off that land, you're going to have to get off. You might as well go. And one of them was a very good friend of mine from high school, and he asked me if I wouldn't take a look. And so I got hooked into it, and I found this process sitting there in a federal statute. It had been on the books since 1976 and never used. And it's called the coordination thing. I was a federal prosecutor in Baltimore, and believe me, the last thing that we were looking for was some way to help people. And then I was in the state's attorney's office, chief of the organized crime division back there, and I think that kind of gave me the insight that I needed to work with the federal agencies. Their bureaucracy reminds me a lot of the syndicate organization, and I'll go into that later, but
yeah.
But it's a statutory process that requires every federal agency to coordinate with local governments on any issue regarding natural resources or land ownership, and then the Congress defined coordination as meaning that the local government had to be brought into the plan very early, or policy, before it was a definite policy. The government's required to review any inconsistencies between what the federal policy is and the local, and then use every practicable means to the maximum extent practical to reach consistency with local government. And so what we did, once I found this, Owyhee County instituted a policy of not reducing grazing on the public lands because that was their chief industry and economic support. That meant that the government then had to use every practical means to reach consistency with that and not reduce grazing. And when I found that, what I told the ranchers and the commissioners, county commissioners, is, you know, I can muck the system up for 2 years with this, but you better be ready to go into some other business after 2 years. Well, it's been almost 30 years, and they still are in business. Nobody's lost their grazing. In fact, some of them got some grazing back that the federal government had taken away from them.
Wow. Yeah, so you have a sweet victory there, of course, and this has been a procedure now that you've learned to use in other cases, I'm sure, too, right?
Well, yes. You know, gradually, I just applied in grazing. Modoc County in California, within a year, heard about this, and so they came and visited me, and we put the same policy in there. So for several years, Owyhee County, Idaho, and Modoc County, California, were having no problems with the Forest Service or the BLM, and everybody else was. Then I found out that some New Mexico counties were doing this, and so we really kind of formed a triangle of New Mexico State, Owyhee County, and Modoc County. And we were able to stand off the federal agencies. And then gradually other people heard about it. And I think now we probably have maybe 100 communities or local governments using this. But my goodness, if all of the counties in the nation used it, we would get some of these bureaucrats under control.
Yes, absolutely, and that's what we need to be doing, because actually, as everybody knows, and especially on our network, the BLM is really out of control with this whole thing, and they're going way even beyond state measures and just moving in and taking over whenever they like. and you found the method of holding them accountable to these kinds of coordination processes then, right?
Yeah, we've used it against the BLM, the Forest Service. We've gotten several forests reopened where they had closed down all the roads, and we've gotten them reopened. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, they were involved with the Trans-Texas Corridor with the State Department of Transportation down there. We backed them away, got them to withdraw that whole program. The Army Corps of Engineers, Fish and Wildlife Service, every one of them, even Homeland Security, we found when I work with a local government, we can back them away and we can reach some consistency that keeps the local economy going and protects the landowners. That Trans-Texas corridor that you were talking about, that was a miserable thing that was just going to destroy right through the center of Texas.
Right, absolutely. And it was all going to be internationally controlled, it sounds like to me. Wasn't that the case?
Well, it was. It was to be owned by a Spanish company. The Spanish company was going to pay for building the highway with federal dollars, of course. But then they were going to own the road. They were going to collect all the tolls. They had the right to all of the ownership along that road so that any business, service station, restaurant, motel, would be owned by that Spanish company. And people were going to have to pay additional fees for the laying of new rights of way for utilities, and the Spanish company would control that. That roadway was 4 football fields wide. It started at a Chinese port on the Mexican border, Mexican coast, went straight to Oklahoma, and it would have been the first leg of the NAFTA superhighway. No U.S. Customs office anywhere along that road. Customs was going to be run by the Mexican government, so we would have goods coming from China directly through Texas with no U.S. customs whatsoever.
Right. And, you know, I heard a lot of people who were truckers and even folks in transportation who were complaining about the lack of safety standards from a lot of these trucks and all the people coming in and out. And then this was an international knife right through the middle of the United States of America, friends. I mean, it was that big and that bad of a deal, but you guys managed to hold them to restrictions here, I guess, then, right?
Well, and that was the first time that we had used coordination outside of the grazing or Forest Service area. So, you know, I was with American Stewards of Liberty then, Margaret Byfield and Dan Byfield down in Georgetown, Texas. And none of us really knew how this was going to work, but we were determined to try it because this highway was going through the Blacklands Prairie of Texas. From the time of the Civil War, that's been recognized as just almost a sacrosanct body of farm ground. It's got a black soil that collects water in the spring, and it doesn't dry out as a drought for the entire year. So it's always been on the list of don't mess with this. Well, it was going right through it. This roadway was going to divide 4 little towns right in half geographically. We were able to show that in Holland, Texas, the hospital sat on one side of where this road would be. If there was an accident directly across that from the hospital, the ambulance would have had to go 7 miles to get across that road, 7 miles back to the accident, and then 14 miles back to the hospital.
Yeah.
So
wow.
Something 400 yards away, they would have had to drive 28 miles. And it divided school districts, which was a nightmare for those superintendents. We used it. We invoked the coordination. Everybody told us very politely they didn't have to do it. We just kept after them. I threatened lawsuits. Finally, we got the state of Texas to the table under a state statute that required coordination. And then the EPA, we put pressure on them. I remember the day that Dan Byfield called me and said, Fred, we just got a letter from the EPA. They're coming to our meeting. And he said, what do we do now? I said, I don't know. I've never had the regional director of EPA agree to this before. But we were ready for them, and we held them off for 27 months. And finally, the Federal Highway Administration said to them, these four towns are going to beat you in court. You better back out. And they did. They withdrew the proposal. Governor Perry, at that point, this was his baby. And at that point, he announced that he had heard the voices of Texans, and he was going to give in to that and withdraw this thing.
Right, yeah, at that point, of course. But
yeah.
You know, for a long time, he was involved with it. Was the company, was it Centro? Is that the one that I'm thinking of, the Spanish company? Was that who it was?
Centro, yes. Centro, yeah, that's it.
Uh-huh, the Spanish company that was involved in, you know, building this superhighway from a Chinese-Mexican port right through the middle of the United States and just basically, you know, taking a big swath of land and easement on both sides, I guess, and what a fiasco. Now, what is the status of that? Now, Perry finally backed down and said he was going to stand up for the people of Texas when they finally got riled. What's happened since then, Fred?
Well, they keep messing with this. It'll come back. That's what I found. I tell people in the seminars that
okay,
we got government agencies.
We got a break for just a minute here, and we'll be right back in about 3 minutes, Fred. We'll follow up on that. Stay tuned to Lightspeed, everybody.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. If there was ever a doubt in our mind that radio works, it's gone. We have received such response to our $350 down, $99 a month land purchase opportunity from you that we are blown away. To keep our overhead down, we're using an internet-based sales tool so you can buy with confidence and purchase your land in New Mexico with just a click of a mouse and even pay with PayPal. But some people have said they'd like to arrange multiple parcels or have other questions. We'd be happy to talk to you. Call us toll-free at 855-LANDHO1. That's 1-855-L-A-N-D-H-O-1. New Mexico land parcels are still available at only $350 down and $99 a month. This is beautiful land near amenities of a city, but far enough away to be private. And in as little as 1 year, you own it. $350 down, $99 a month. As the days go on, the land gets more and more limited, so visit us online at LANDHO.TV. L-A-N-D-H-O.TV right now.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Hey, welcome Welcome back, everybody, to Lightspeed. A great guest today, Fred Kelly Grant, who's telling us a lot about his work and the great amount of work he's been doing. We were talking about the NAFTA superhighway and how he was implemental in helping these people stop this monstrosity. And Fred, I think right before the break, you were continuing to tell us some of the things that happened there with Governor Perry and the towns and communities and even the EPA.
Well, yes, and what I was going to say is that this, in my seminars, I tell them that the bureaucrats are like Frankenstein's monster. It just keeps coming. You have to be eternally vigilant. And Sir William Gladstone, a great prime minister of England, once said that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. And it's true. Right now, there are toll roads in the planning down there in Texas, and eventually they'll come back with the same thing. There's too much money involved. So the people down there now know the process, and I and Margaret and Dan are still active in American Stewards, and so I'm sure that, you know, they'll know how to go back and stop it again.
That's good.
But it just goes on and on and on because the bureaucrats are out of control. They don't think they're bound by the Constitution. They don't think they're bound by the statutes, and so they just do what they want to until people find out what they can do about it.
Right. Well, it's good that you were around because, you know, a lot of these things are happening and you don't hear much news about them. We'll talk about some of that maybe a little later. But, you know, unless people are aware of what they can do and how the procedures, especially these coordination processes that you've been able to talk to people about at the seminars, they really don't know what to do, do they?
No, they don't. And who would believe that that four little towns in Texas, for example, the total population was 6,000. The largest town was 1,500. Who would believe that there was a process in place that those four little towns could back away the Department of Transportation of Texas and the EPA of the federal government? When I start these seminars, people look in disbelief and I go through the language, I show them the language, tell them why it's in there, who put it in there, and then the cases that we've won, and by the time we're finished, we've got people excited about going back to their communities and trying to get their elected officials to do this.
You know, this may be slightly off topic here, but it's along the same lines. We've got Agenda 21, sustainability, and all kinds of things that are slipping through under the radar in, you know, what you might call your Weld County commissioners or your city or your local municipality where they're meeting there. Can you use these same tactics in these locations where you find things that are, you know, going on, the same kind of stuff?
Absolutely. In fact, you know, for a long time, I wouldn't talk about how these bureaucratic things were related to Agenda 21 because people thought it was so conspiratorial in nature, and I'd see eyes roll, you know.
Right.
We've had some real heroes in Michael Kaufman and Tom DeWeese and people who, and Henry Lamb, the late Henry Lamb, the late Bert Smith, my very good friend who I learned died just last night at the age of 96. These people saw this coming, and they were brave enough to take the stand against Agenda 21, which is a world government project. And people denounced them as just being way out there, you know, but it proved right. Now today, I don't make any bones about it. This is Agenda 21. That's what it is. The bureaucrats are putting it in place, and they're leading us down the road to being just a part of one world government and lose our sovereignty as a nation.
Wow, that's powerful, especially when we know now that it's true and they're coming in completely under the radar, as we said before, with your city council, people like that, all kinds of measures that are taking place, and they look good on the surface to some people, but no one really realizes how they're going. Isn't that right?
That's right. Steve, this when this started way back, now that I know and have learned about it, it started way back in the 50s, in the 40s. And the American Planning Association began to develop with professional planners. And what they did was come into counties. I've got a great story about Monterey County in California. They would come into counties and say, look, we'll write your plan for you for free. And the county thought, what a deal.
Right.
So these plans were written, didn't cost them any money, but what it was doing was destroying the sovereignty of land. In Monterey County, I was called down there by to help some ranchers, some farmers and ranchers in the southern part. Monterey County in California is really two counties. Monterey, the northern part, is the tourism. That's what, Carmel and Monterey.
Fred, we got another quick break, but hang on to that. We'll come right back to that after this break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
segment here now on the show, and we got a chance to really kind of kick back and talk a little bit without any more interruptions for at least 20 minutes. So, Fred, I'll get back to you. We're talking about Monterey County. But, Dave, if you're hanging in there, if you've had a chance to ask a question or make a comment, I always like to rely on my sidekick, Dave, here. It kind of keeps me sane sometimes. What do you think, Dave?
Well, I got my work cut out for me in that, don't I, Steve?
You sure do.
Absolutely awesome. Wow. This is a very, very good interview. Fred, this restores some of my faith that we might actually be able to take some of this back. We've seen so many usurpations by all these bureaucrats to the great detriment of the people, and we kept thinking that there's nothing we can do, and in fact, there is. And what you've showed us right now so far really gives me a lot of hope.
Well, it does give hope. It frankly gave it to me, because I had determined, as I told my friends, you know, the ranchers out there, there's nothing you can do about it. Well, there is, and we've been proving it now for 22 years. One thing, that, if I can just mention, I heard as I was listening to during the break, you've got somebody on there that wants to talk about mortgage foreclosures. I forgot to tell you that I'm involved in those now, too. I'll tell you what, we have landowners that have been stolen from in the worst way, the worst frauds on the courts that I've ever seen are in these mortgage things, and I'm blown away when I see them. So, boy, that ad that you had, people really ought to respond to that. It's amazing, absolutely amazing.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's happening all over. Of course, land is important. We've seen this before, and the BLM is on the march, friends, and we've been talking about that. You know,
let me get it.
Go ahead.
The Monterey County thing just is really, it shows you just how much they have, how pervasive they are. The people in the southern part of Monterey County are ranchers and farmers. The northern part is tourism. And so these folks down there called me, and I looked at this plan. It was all ready to be adopted by the supervisors of the county. And I looked at it, and one of the things in there was that there could be no development within 100 feet of any running stream, including irrigation ditches. Well, when you look at that, you know, that makes sense. You don't want to build houses right next to irrigation ditches in the fields. So then I read the definitions, and development was defined in a long paragraph that took up nearly a page, and it included moving dirt with a shovel.
Mm.
Now that meant that no farmer down there could even maintain their ditches without being in violation.
Wow!
So they had one supervisor representing all of southern the county. I went in to talk to him. And I said, and I showed him this, and he said, well, we don't want that. He said, I've never seen that. Who wrote this? And I said, well, you're about to adopt it. And the Planning Association had written it for them free, and they were ready to adopt that. It would have put those farmers out of business in the whole southern part of the county. And so what I did, in that case, what we had was the local government was the enemy. And so we devised a system where the people were going to only be allowed to talk for 2 minutes, each person. So we took five people and we took an issue and divided up in five ways so that one after the other had their 2 minutes and we were able to debate those issues. And the other thing is that we got enough people there early to get all the seats in the hearing room. And all of them had a badge on this, a big sticker that said no. And before we finished that afternoon, the chairman of the board, who had been in favor of this plan, moved to set it aside for restudy. And to my knowledge, they never did adopt the thing then.
Very good.
It was ready to go with a unanimous vote to be passed and become the law of the county.
People have no idea what's going on. They're writing up the whole plan. Isn't that what you said before the break there, that they'd actually, well, we'll just write it all up for you, and all you got to do is sign on the dotted line here, and that kind of the way they work?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The organizations that counties and cities belong to, the National Association of Cities, the State Association of Cities and of Counties, they're in with the American Planning Association. These folks, they're not interested in local governments helping the citizens because they don't make any money out of that. And frankly, that's one of the reasons that we find it difficult to get lawyers involved in helping through this coordination, because they can't bill hundreds of hours and make a lot of money as they would if they didn't have this simple process to use.
Wow.
I hate to say that, but my brethren aren't always ethical.
You would know, I'm sure, after the experience you've had of being in the law, being in the law trade, if you like, for all these years. It's interesting, though, that you mentioned that the way they put these things together, of course, and then they, this is happening all the time, and it is a part of Agenda 21, ladies and gentlemen. They are taking over your almost everything in your municipal utilities and land uses and all this kind of stuff. It's happening everywhere. And most people don't bother to read anything before they sign it these days. That's kind of a trend, isn't it, with the TPP, Obamacare, all these other things that have happened. And this is happening right now all the time in your local government. And, we have our website at republicbroadcasting.org, Fred, and we'd be glad to post any articles or updates. I mean, I'm speaking for the website owners, and I'm not the person that runs the website, but I'm sure they'd be glad to get some of this information out. And your seminars, how do they find out about some of these seminars to get more involved and to really get down to the nitty-gritty and the nuts and bolts of this?
Well, what you're just suggesting is a great idea, and I haven't, until recently, I haven't even tried that because I had my plate full. But I talked to this group in Santa Rosa last week, and we've decided that we have to set up a coalition of these people who know about coordination and get information to websites like the one you've said so that we spread it out and get people to know about it. Once a group of citizens find out about this, they're active. They're ready to go then. And we got a statute passed in Arizona by Senator Sylvia Allen. She was term limited out of office, but she got this statute passed, and Jan Brewer, the governor, signed it. And in Arizona, if five citizens petition a town or a county or an irrigation district to coordinate with the federal agency, they have to hold a hearing, and if they aren't going to do it, they have to hold a hearing, a public hearing, and announce why they won't do it. Otherwise, they have to coordinate. It's the only state that's done that so far, although we have statutes like that in two or three other states. But I definitely will follow up on that with the website, because I've done a lot of things that just lay this out step by step, and it just does work. I was going to... you mentioned something about reading about these things. One of the problems is that for example, the agreement that the water board gave to my dairy farmer in Tracy, California, to help him get out of the $1 million fine, he agreed to go out of business. And when you read that settlement agreement, there were paragraphs in it that I didn't understand, and I've been at this business for 50 years. How in the world would he understand that? And he didn't, because when I told him, I said, Henry, this calls for you to go out of business and not run a dairy at all. Well, they can't do that to me. I said, you just signed it. You agreed to it. And so I'm helping him try to work through that and out of it, but this is the thing they do. In California now, they're coming to people and saying, we want to come on your property. We want to measure the water that you're using out of your private well. And we want to put a meter on that well to measure the water. If a landowner says, no, I don't want you to do that, they fine them $500 a day. I've talked to a man out there who's been fined $30,000. He's in his 70s. Because he won't let them come on his private property. I mean, it's ridiculous what's going on. One of the things I told my seminar is that, the founders wrote the Constitution and adopted it in one of the hottest summers in history in Philadelphia. If they'd had any idea where we were going to be in 2016, they probably would have packed up and gone home that summer and not bothered to finish.
Yeah.
But
that's
they,
amazing.
And what they warned us about, Franklin and Adams and all of them said, the Constitution is a great means of government as long as it's in the hands of godly men. That's where we've come to. We've got such thievery going on and fraud in the bureaucracies that we don't have godly men operating and implementing the Constitution. And they're twisting it and they're turning it every way they want to in order to get around the Due Process Clause, for example.
Yeah, you know, you just mentioned that, and of course, if you've been working with legal documents for all these years, and it was hard for you to even see the legalese entanglements there.
Yeah.
You know, you can be certain that the average person isn't going to know at all what's going on there. That's the way they've got them written. You know, when you talked about these well meters and you're talking about irrigation, my wife works at a very large company that provides pivots and things like that to irrigate land, and we've seen this. I mean, if they were listening at work today, they should pump this through the PA because we know exactly what you're talking about here.
Oh, sure.
I mean, it's astounding what's happening, how they're driving people off the land. And they're using all kinds of devices, and this is just one of them, and you've seen so many others.
And you know what it is. They're in Colorado, for example. There are stretches of property. My good friend Chuck Miller is an auctioneer in Colorado. He brought me out. He and Chuck Leaf, who's a great hydrologist out there, they brought me out years ago to talk about coordination. And at the time, they drove me down a 20-mile stretch, one farm after another that had dried up because they weren't allowed water. And at that time, the governor of Colorado was selling to one of the Dakotas, I don't remember in terms of how much water it was, but at least a third of what used to be used on those farms for the benefit of the whooping crane, which was a species that was threatened, not endangered, but threatened. Mm. And they were selling Colorado's water to the Dakotas for wetlands for these cranes. And so they put the cranes ahead of those human farmers. This is another big myth. The I call them the radical environmentalists because I believe that the real environmentalists are the farmers and ranchers who have to produce off that land. They aren't going to abuse the land. If they do, they don't make a profit. They're the ones that take care of the land. These folks stole the march on us. When the National Environmental Policy Act was passed in the Nixon administration, they immediately went to court and started using it to the point where I believed, without any background study, I believed that it was against human beings. But when we started on the Trans-Texas Corridor, I needed to use that, and I looked at it. That act is written for the benefit of humans. The top priority is supposed to be given to the human environment, and then you pay attention to the natural resource environment as part of the human environment. Well, that's not the way it's been administered by the courts, but now we've got the tools to change that and to get into court and say, look, Judge, they've used this all wrong. This is for human beings, and it never has been used that way before. So we're on the cusp of a real turnaround in this country. And I'm trying desperately to find younger lawyers who will help me. I'm almost 80 years old, will be in 3 months. And I hope to go on another 100 years. My doctor guaranteed me when they put the pacemaker in, but, you know, warranties can go bad. We need to get youth in this. I'm impressed. I'm rambling at this point, but I get excited.
No, that's okay, because
I am impressed by Bernie, who's running against Hillary Clinton, at the age of those groups. I saw this morning on television a crowd of 18,000 that appeared to listen to him in the Bronx, New York, and it looked like a Woodstock crowd. I mean, at least half of them were kids, and that's what we need. We need those young people to realize that they got to stand up right now or they won't have the sovereignty of land in this country.
Absolutely. we were seeing it all over, of course, and, you know, this is the big problem. They don't realize they're losing their land. They're losing control of their resources, and this is all a part of the plan because everybody's being herded into these sophisticated sheep stalls, you know, to work in a little cubicle someplace under orders. And we are losing our independence, and of course, bit by bit, piece by piece, this is happening, and it's all illegal, or at least, let's put it this way, it's not following the proper agendas, and they're not coordinating with the local governments, and they're not allowing these kinds of things to be openly exposed and seen. And I really appreciate the work that you're doing here, and I want to see what we can do to forward this work and make it bigger, because I think people will catch on, get involved, get into these city councils, these county council meetings, you know, state boards if necessary, and raise these questions before we see this entire thing envelop all over the country as it has been and is continuing to do without us being able to stop it.
We won one big victory right there in Colorado. It was a county, I'm trying to remember the name of the county. It may be, if there's a Lincoln County, I think that was it.
Yes, Lincoln County.
And there were a group of people that came to one of our American Stewards seminar because they had read about this coordination. And Chuck Miller may have brought it to their attention. At any rate, Warren Buffett had bought the Burlington, Ohio Railroad. And he was going to change the route of that railroad and run it right through this town, through this county. He was going to destroy a big trucking base that was one of their two principal economic supports. It was going to go right through one of their big sale yards, which was another of the two biggest economic businesses in the county. And one of the reasons was because the people on the front outside Denver didn't like that railroad track running, and they had to cross it and so on. And so it was going to destroy this county's economy. Well, we took it on for them, and I went in and sent the letters to the Department of Transportation of Colorado under Colorado statutes, and because of the federal dollars that were involved, and they came to the meeting, but they came to tell me, they brought the big EPA lawyer in who is responsible for environmental impact studies, and he spent about 20 minutes telling us why they didn't have to coordinate. And the chairman of the county council then asked me if I'd respond, and I went about 15 minutes telling him why they did and pointing out the law. He settled back in his chair and he said, gentlemen, we can go now to discussion. We agree.
Hang on, buddy. Fred, we'll be right back.
Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to a great show today. And we try to have some great guests on our program. And today we've really got one of the finest, Fred Kelly Grant, ladies and gentlemen. And his website is standandfightclub.com, standandfightclub.com. And you can check out all the work that he's doing and the seminars he's been talking about. Of course, you've been listening. You know that he is well-versed in what he's been effective at doing and stopping a lot of the things related to these land grabs, Agenda 21, the NAFTA Trans-Corridor Highway that they were trying to put together, this Spanish company. You know, it's crazy what's going on. You know, I think of the Indians who sold Manhattan Island for a box of trinkets and beads worth about $24. Well, friends, they're using legalese, and they're not even giving you the $24 on this deal is what's happening here. Is that kind of a summation of it, Fred, do you think?
The one I was telling you about, the short of it is they agreed that day that they should have coordinated, and they agreed to start over with the planning of that rail line.
Yeah.
If those folks hadn't come to our seminar, that railroad would have gone through. You know, it's just uncanny that the things that we can stop, if we can get the word out to people that this works.
Right. Yeah, it's very good. And this was in Lincoln County, Colorado, where you managed to stop that, right?
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well,
we tried with those conservation easements down there, Steve. We tried to get a couple of the counties to use coordination, and they just wouldn't hear of it. They just wouldn't do it. But that we could have cut down, we could have cut back on that conservation easement scam way many years ago. That was when I first started to think about seriously why I ought to be attacking Agenda 21 too. Because I ran across a law review article written by an Agenda 21 supporter who said that the biggest obstacle against world government was the paranoia of Americans about their private property rights.
Wow.
And that the government couldn't afford to buy all the private property, so what they had to do was find other ways to do it, and one way was conservation easements. And that was at the very beginning of this whole push for conservation easements. What he outlined in that article was, you get the conservation easement, and then you start tightening up on the conditions. Until the rancher or the farmer could no longer make a profit, then you could buy the land at a bargain basement price.
Wow.
That was all spelled out right there in the article.
Just force them right off the land through all these easement restrictions and everything like that that they've been placed in there without anybody knowing how it was going to come about, I guess, huh?
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, Fred, though,
right.
And then they
didn't take the property, see, so they didn't have to pay eminent domain.
Sure.
Because they just made it so impossible to make a profit off the land that the people would sell it.
Yeah. And then, this is what happened with some of the people you know. They'd already sold this land without even knowing it, to be honest with you, the way they'd written it. It's outstandingly evil. You know, we've, got another hour. We're going to take some calls in the next hour, friends. And Fred is, very good at answering questions. And this is coming up in the Bob Tuscan Show. We're going to bleed over and we'll open up the phone lines for a lot of you out there because I know a lot of you would like to ask questions. But, Fred Kelly Grant has been our guest here. We're going to come back. I think Dave will sit in the pilot seat for a little bit here and kind of introduce the show, but we're going to continue right after this quick break, and we'll be back in about, oh, I don't know, what is it, 70, 80 seconds, something like that, with the Bob Tuscan Show. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest, Fred Kelly Grant, will continue.
Funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriot business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism.
Yeah. Okay. We are here, and let's see. We still have Fred with us, I think, for the second hour, right? Okay, good. Dave, I heard your introduction there, and, you know, thanks for joining us for the second hour. Again, our phone numbers. This time we're going to be able to take some calls. Fred is able to answer a lot of questions, 800-313-9443. And let's just kind of pick it up where we left off. We were talking about, you know, these conservation